One of those helpful clerics was Bishop Alois Hudel, who voiced opinions comparable to those of Hitler's Viennese friend Jörg Lanz von Liebenfels, publisher of Ostara, a magazine with occult and erotic themes. A Cistercian monk who founded the anti-Semitic Secret Order of the New Templars, von Liebenfels and his mentor Guido von List sought to revive the medieval brotherhood of Teutonic Knights, those heroes of Hitler's youth who had used the swastika as an emblem. While von Liebenfels headed his Order of the New Templars, Bishop Hudel was named Procurator General of the Catholic Order of German Knights. On May 1, 1933, in a Nazi-sanctioned celebration of the pagan Walpurgis holiday, Hudel made a particularly impassioned speech in Rome before assembled church and Nazi leaders, as well as the expatriate German community. "German unity is my strength. My strength is German might," he told the crowd. It was, in fact, a Franciscan friar serving under Bishop Hudel who helped arrange a Red Cross passport and visa to Argentina in 1950 for Obersturmbannführer Adolf Eichmann, the exterminator of Jews who had managed to slip away from American captors at the end of the war. Bishop Hudel, in his later memoirs, thanked God he was able to help so many escape with false identity papers. Many of these false identity papers were documents issued by the Commissione Pontificia d'Assistenza, or the Vatican Refugee Organization. While not full passports themselves, these Vatican identity papers were used to obtain a displaced person passport from the International Red Cross, which, in turn, was used to gain a visa. Supposedly, the Red Cross checked the backgrounds of applicants, but usually it was sufficient to have the word of a priest or a bishop. This method of aiding escaping Nazis, the one favored by Bishop Hudel, came to be known as the Vatican Ratlines. For example, Ante Pavelić, the wartime pro-Nazi fascist dictator of Croatia, who was given a private audience with Pope Pius XII shortly after taking power in 1941, escaped to South America after the war with a Red Cross passport gained through a Vatican document. One of the countries in which the Auslandsorganisation worked with particular success was Argentina. There it has been able to operate without any disguise or front. All of the more than 200,000 Argentine Nazis are members not of an Argentine sub-organization of the Nazi Party, but of the German Party itself, and hold membership cards signed by Robert Ley, leader of the German Workers' Front, which means quite obviously that Berlin considered and still considers Argentina not so much an independent foreign country as a German Gau, district, noted Kurt Reiss.